It's Wednesday, June 1st, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Earlier this month, Islamic youths burned the homes of 6 Christians in Nigeria's northern Bauchi state. The attacks also destroyed 7 Christian-owned stores and injured 20 people. The Muslims were looking for Rhoda Jatau, a 40-year-old Christian woman, who was accused of sending an online comment that opposed Islam. Thankfully, she escaped before the attack. Christians in Nigeria often face false accusations of blasphemy against Islam. Earlier this month, classmates of a 25-year-old Christian woman stoned her to death in such a situation. Nigeria is ranked 7th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. As of this week, the Global Service for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party reports that 396 million people have left the party. People who left recently shared the bleak conditions they faced under COVID-19 lockdowns. One resident of Shanghai wrote, quote, "We have had no food, but the state propaganda machine, CCTV, claims the food supplies are plenty and life is good. The wicked Chinese Communist Party knows nothing of shame," end quote. Chinese citizens are trying to leave the country altogether as millions are crushed under the lockdowns. NPR spoke to multiple Chinese citizens trying to leave. Here are the remarks of one man whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Right now, I feel like China has really crossed the balance and they've really been too severe to the point of violating human rights, violating their freedom of movement and freedom of speech.
Proverbs 28 verse 12 says, "When the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves." Praise God! A UK court vindicated a Christian who was arrested, detained, and fined for his street ministry during COVID-19 lockdowns. London Metropolitan Police officers arrested Andrew Sathyavan on Resurrection Sunday in 2020 for supposedly violating COVID restrictions. After a 2-year legal battle, the courts finally acknowledged Andrew's ministry did not violate the lockdowns and could not have been done online. Andrew talked about his full-time volunteer work at Gospel Light Ministries.
Our ministry is 99% outdoors, 99% with the people, because we base the biblical principle of what Jesus did on the streets, reaching out to people, drug addicts, alcohol addicts, people who are broken, desperate, homeless people, all those people. Jesus reached out to them in a daily basis on the street.
As The Worldview previously reported, U.S. parents are pulling their children out of government schools at an accelerated rate since the pandemic. However, students are not the only ones leaving. A report by the National Education Association found that 55% of educators are thinking about leaving the profession earlier than they had planned, up from 28% in 2020. Educator Heidi Ricard told Epoch Times that teachers are overwhelmed by the mental health crisis among young people, precipitated by 2 years of COVID lockdowns and restrictions. New U.S. Census data found that more than half of America's top 15 most populated cities saw population declines during the COVID pandemic. New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Chicago all saw population losses. Meanwhile, the fastest-growing cities are concentrated in Republican-led states like Texas, Florida, Arizona, Tennessee, and Idaho. Southern Baptist Convention leaders released a 205-page list of pastors and church personnel accused of sexual abuse inside and outside the denomination. The report included over 700 names, largely based on news articles compiled between 2007 and 2022. Of those, 9 pastors are reportedly still in ministry, with 2 of them at SBC-affiliated churches. And finally, a Christian woman who is Virginia's oldest person died this month just before her 111th birthday. Viola Roberts Lampkin Brown loved scripture and tended a garden until she was 100. She never needed a prescription drug until she was 101. Brown's great-nephew, Andrew Roberts, told the Christian Post, quote, "My personal experience has been nothing but love and joy whenever I'm in her presence. There's never one minute that Jesus does not drip off her lips. It's as if she embodies him," end quote. Psalm 116, verse 15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, June 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.